Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Stand Up Guy by Stuart Woods, narrated by Tony Roberts.
1. Stone Barrington made it from his bed to his desk by 10 a.m., after something of a struggle with jet lag. Granted, the 3-hour time change between Los Angeles and New York was not a killer, but it mattered. As soon as he sat down, his intercom buzzed. "Yes?" he said to his secretary, Joan Robertson.
"You have a visitor," she said. "Name of John Fratelli. Says he's a friend of Eduardo."
"Send him in," Stone said. Any friend of Eduardo Bianchi's was a friend of his. A vision of the mid to late 20th century appeared in the doorway. "Mr. Barrington, may I come in?" "Of course," Stone said, rising to greet his visitor, who was wearing a boxy light gray flannel suit, a starched white shirt, and what appeared to be a clip-on bow tie. He was carrying a salesman's suitcase and a pork pie hat, and had a haircut that had probably been accomplished entirely with electric clippers, short sides, and a brill-creamed top. "Come in and have a seat, Mr. Fratelli." "Thank you," the man replied. "It's nice of you to see me." This was delivered in what appeared to be an old-fashioned Brooklyn accent, the likes of which had not been heard for many years from a man as young as Fratelli, who appeared to be no older than 50. He came in and took the proffered chair across the desk and set down the suitcase. "How may I help you?" Stone said, hoping the man was not a salesman. Fratelli stood again, reached into a pocket, and pulled out a wad.